the process has been those individuals on the waiting list are in the process of being written to, being allocated, and the waiting list has now reduced to 1,500. That will continue to reduce over the remainder of the financial year by further allocations to the contractors, but also through the tender exercise for the replacement of Grovemount surgery up in the north of the island, which will create more capacity in the north than what we've previously had, even before that surgery closed. So the plans we've put in place does create a solution for everybody to be allocated.
So you're on target, basically, yeah, to reach your target, which was end of March, wasn't it, to have everybody clear?
Yeah.
Just going to the contracts then, and the change in the working relationship that Manx Care has with some of the dentists now, how have they been altered? How long did those negotiations take to come up with an agreement?
It probably took about 3 months. So we agreed the approach. I mean, the key thing in this was being able to offer an increased value to the unit of dental activity and standardise that for dentists. And in return for that increased UDA value, we wanted them to agree to take these patients to be able to reduce the waiting list. So as soon as we sort of got the go-ahead from the board, it was around 3 months before we got the contracts agreed in place and the activity started. As I say, it's money that we have had to really carefully consider whether we could afford to spend, but we know from the discussions with dental practices and what had happened in previous years that, you know, it was just not viable or competitive for our dentists to do as much NHS activity as what we'd specified or asked them to do as part of their contract. So they were under delivering against the contract because this work was just not competitive for them. So, you know, market forces has dictated.
Just, you know, the increase in the UDA values that you've mentioned in order to get through to this, how will that affect Manx Care's budgeting in future years?
So it will be a recurrent uplift in budget needed, which we made provision for in this financial year. It was part of our attempt to create more budget for out of hospital and for our mandate priorities. We will need to factor that into our budget planning next year, because fundamentally, if everyone delivers against their contract, it will continue to mean we don't have waiting lists, but it will mean there's a recurrent increasing expenditure of around £700,000 a year, which we need to make provision for.